News Talk 1620 WTAW, Tuesday afternoon visit with our fine friends from the Bryan Police Department, and we can welcome back PIO Emeritus. Let's put a little college flair into the title. Jason James is filling in for John Agnew. Welcome back.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be back. It's fun coming back and talking on the radio to the folks.
Nice to have you here. You've been back on the streets. Right. For a while. How's that gone?
It's interesting. It's being I was a detective prior to PIO, and so it's kind of trying to learn how to be a cop again, getting out there. I've been writing tickets and arresting some folks. So it's being a cop again, back in the patrol car, driving around town.
It's been hot. It's been windy. That can really lead to some trouble. Cooler heads really just kind of need to prevail about this time of year.
Right. Everybody just needs to stay inside, get some air conditioning. Don't get too hot. Don't hang out and start fights in the streets. Just lay low and calm, and everybody should have a nice, fun summer coming up.
Well, hopefully that's the goal, and hopefully we'll get some spring weather before what we're going through in this round of summer really sticks for the rest of the season.
Yep.
Got a couple things going on we need to share with folks.
First, we want to inform everybody about the Household Hazard Waste Collection that's going on this weekend, April 23rd. It's going to be out at the old University Services Building there at the 3380 University Drive East, and that's where you can bring a lot of the household waste that we don't want in the landfills, we don't want poured out in the ditch, that kind of stuff. So we encourage everybody to gather up everything they need, all the chemicals they need to get dropped off, their old paint, stuff like that, computers that need to be at the Household Hazardous Waste Collection. But this year, we're excited about the medication disposal program. In the past, people have always asked, what do you do with your medication, old medication, something like that. And in the past, people used to just flush them down the toilet so they don't get in the hands of anybody else. But that's getting into our water system, and so we encourage people not to do that. But we needed a solution to what we can do with it. So we can now bring out any of your medication out to the collection, the waste collection, and they'll dispose of it properly. Now, this is prescription medicine, over-the-counter medication, samples you might have received from the doctor's office, vitamins, veterinary medication, pharmaceutical narcotics, and liquid medication. So we want to get those out of your cabinet, away from the youth. We don't want kids taking them and taking the pills and not knowing the effects of them. So we want to get them out of your house that you're no longer using. We don't want to throw them down the toilet. We want to dispose them out here. So we encourage everybody to come out and drop off your medication out there this year if you need to get rid of it.
I don't think it happens very often, but it's certainly a tragedy when somebody who's young just fiddling around in a cabinet pulls something out and accidentally does something. And the same thing applies when there's somebody who knows better and is still rummaging around.
You don't want it to fall in the wrong hands, and it causes a side effect to somebody that shouldn't be taking the medication. So this is a good way to dispose of it properly.
Tell me again the hours.
It's going to be on April 23rd between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m.
And again, out on East University.
East University Drive, 3380 University Drive East.
Okay, very good. And then on to the return of Tip-A-Cop.
Yes, Tip-A-Cop is coming back. We did it last year during the summer, and this year we're going to do it during April, back where we used to do it. Texas Roadhouse is graciously allowing us to come back, and they're actually letting us come back two nights in a row. So we have two nights that y'all can participate in this. It's going to be Wednesday, April 27th, or you can come Thursday, April 28th, or you can come both nights. We're going to be there from 5:30 to 10:30, and officers from Bryan PD, College Station PD, University Police Department, Brazos County Sheriff's Department, Brazos Constable Precinct 1 is going to be there, and we're probably going to have a few other folks. We're looking at Brenham PD coming and helping out. So the officers are going to help wait tables, and that's going to be refilling your drinks, grabbing you some rolls, ketchup, whatever you need there besides the food and alcohol. Those are the two things we can't touch, and we work for tips. Now, our tips are separate from the waitress's tips because they got to pay for college, but we're working for tips for the Special Olympics. All 100% of the proceeds we raise will go toward Special Olympics here in our area, and what that does is buys them equipment, helps them get to the track meets and the games. And so we really want to help out our youth here and our athletes to keep them healthy and active and having fun at the Olympic Games.
I don't remember last year if this coincided at the same time as the torch run.
Last year we did it with a statewide program, which was in July, I believe, is when we did it. That's when we did it throughout the whole state. Everybody did it at once. Bryan College Station Roadhouse raised more money than any other roadhouse in the state of Texas, and actually it raised more than all the roadhouses combined in Austin. And so we did really good. We're excited about it. We're going to push it for two nights this week, and we're going to kind of break away from the summer months and come back and do it back in April, and hopefully raise some money for our Special Olympic athletes here locally.
And again, mark the days.
The days are going to be April is a Wednesday, April 27th, a Thursday, April 28th, from 5:30 to 10:30.
So that's next week, Wednesday and Thursday.
Next week, Wednesday, Thursday. So we want everybody to encourage everybody to come out and help us. If you can't come to it, but you still like to make a donation, the address that you can send it to is to care of Jason James, which is me, and send it to the Bryan Police Department at 303 East 29th Street. And what they'll do is I can collect all the money since I'm out there coordinating it. If we can get all the money, we'll just drop them into the hat once we get out there if you can't make it.
That's one thing that's great, the association between law enforcement and the Special Olympics, and I've seen that in many states, and it's really neat, getting chills now just thinking about what a great relationship there
it's
is.
Really fun getting out there and helping the kids and supporting them. We're the keeper of the Olympic flame, so we make the torch run and bring the flame to all the games, and it's really fun to light that torch and let the games begin.
Terrific. Well, and it was great visiting with you. We'll just have to have John out more often, get you in here.
That's
more.
Right. Enjoy coming back.
Jason James with the Bryan Police Department with us this evening on News Talk 1620 WTAW.